KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Check your local sports around the area last night in high school track and field at the Clarinda Lady Cardinal Relays and the 2A scoring. It was Glenwood winning with 202 points. Atlantic was the runner-up with 139. Clarinda, Creston, and Red Oak round out 3, 4, and 5. Glenwood had 11 event victories on their way to that title. Emma Hughes leading the way with the 800, 1500, and 3000 titles. Atlantic got wins from Haley Rasmussen in both the 200 and the 400. And the distance medley relay team for Atlantic also a winner. In the Class A team, Class 1A team scoring, Shenandoah with 142 points was the team champ. St. Albert a 103 total. Lenox also at 103. Southwest Valley 99 points. Brenna Gottfried won the 800 for the Phillies. They also got wins from Christine Johnson in the 1500, Sarah Morales in the discus and shot put, and relay wins in the 4x1, 4x2, 4x8, and the shuttle hurdle relay. At the Riverside Girls Invitational last night, it was Underwood winning the team title with 168 points, Riverside 90 for second, AHSTW with 86 for third, Tri-Center was fourth with 54, and IKM Manning fifth with 50 points. Fremont Mills, Cam, Boyer Valley, Griswold, Missouri Valley, the number six through 10 teams. Underwood won 8 events, picking up that team title. Aaliyah Humphrey had a phenomenal night with wins in the 200, the 400, and the long jump. Riverside got wins in the 4x100, 4x800, and shuttle hurdle relays. AHSTW's Holly Heppner won the 100 and 400 hurdles. The Lady Vikes also had Chloe Falconer grab the 3,000 meters. Peyton Pogge of Tri-Center won the 1,500 meters, while Molly Vantiger was second in the shot put for Cam last night. Also, the Jerome Howe Relays at Trainer saw Trainer win the team title with 180 points. Underwood with 108 was second. IKM Manning 89 for third. Audubon 63 for fourth. Riverside was fifth with 52 points. Trainer got wins in several events. Evan Smith in the 100, Todd Peterson in the 200, Sid Schaff in the 400. Noah James took the 110 hurdles and the high jump. The 4x100 meter, 4x400, 4x800, and sprint medley relays all went to Trainer as well. Audubon's Gavin Smith won the 400 hurdles, and the Wheelers also took the shuttle hurdle relay event last night. Also in spring sports and girls tennis last night, Kemper Catholic defeating Atlantic 6-3. Atlantic getting wins from Nellie Grooms, Addie Schmidt, and the Atlantic doubles team of McFadden and Schmidt were winners as well. Also, Clark beat Southwest Valley 6-3, Red Oak 6-3 over Creston, Shenandoah beating Clarinda 5-4, St. Albert 5-4 over Abe Lincoln, and Denison defeating Audubon 6-3. In boys tennis, Kemper Catholic edging Atlantic 5-4, Atlantic getting singles wins from Ethan Sturm, Hunter Wepler, and they got doubles wins from Grant and Ethan Sturm and Bodie Johnson and Dayton Templeton last night. Also, Abe Lincoln defeating St. Albert 7-2, Creston 8-1 over Red Oak, Denison beating Audubon 6-0, Shenandoah 5-4 over Clarinda. In high school girls golf last night, East Union beating Southwest Valley 245-260. Abby Harper of East Union with a 54 had the low round. Glenwood beat Trainer 225-227 with Haley Woods of Glenwood shooting a 47. Missouri Valley defeating AHSTW 246-258 as Allie Myers of AHSTW is medalist with a low round of 50. In boys golf, Kemper Catholic defeating Atlantic by just a stroke, 163-164. Braden Smith of Atlantic had the low round of 37. Clarinda beat Shenandoah 164-199. Cooper Neal of Clarinda shot 39. Missouri Valley topping AHSTW 184-197. Jackson Travis of Mo Valley had the low round of 38. Southwest Valley beat East Union 202-211 as Storm Hoadley of East Union shot 49 for medalist honors. In high school soccer last night, in girls action, it was Atlantic shutting out Missouri Valley 4-0. Jada Jensen had a couple of goals and assisted on the other two as Abraham Lincoln also beat Bishop Heelan Catholic 2-1. East Sac County over Logan Magnolia 9-0. Nottoway Valley beat AHSTW 6-0. Panorama 6-0 over Des Moines Hoover. In boys soccer, it was Atlantic outscoring Missouri Valley 7-2. Abraham Lincoln beat Bishop Heelan Catholic 8-0. Des Moines Hoover over Panorama 12-2. West Central Valley beat AHSTW 9-0. Well, senior Luca Garza became the University of Iowa's first winner of the John R. Wooden Player of the Year Award. That announcement made Tuesday evening by the Los Angeles Athletic Club during ESPN Sports Center. Garza, the most dominant player in men's college basketball, swept all the major postseason awards. The Wooden, the Naismith, the Associated Press, Oscar Robertson, NABC, Lute Olson, and Sporting News to become the consensus unanimous National Player of the Year for 2021. Iowa State head men's basketball coach T.J. Otzelberger has announced his complete support staff. Otzelberger has named Nate Schmidt as the Cyclones recruiting and player development coordinator, Pete Link as the head strength and conditioning coordinator, and Blake Wetherington as the recruiting and scouting coordinator. Julie Voss also returns for her 44th year as the administrative specialist for men's basketball. Otzelberger previously announced he was retaining director of basketball operations Micah Byers. In other college basketball news, the list of players leaving college early for the NBA now includes junior Io DeSumo. The Illinois standout has announced on ESPN he's giving up the remainder of his eligibility to enter this year's NBA draft. DeSumo was a first-team All-American, averaging 20 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists, helping the Illini to the Big Ten tournament and a number one seed in the NCAA tourney. He also won the Bob Cousy Award as the nation's top point guard. Iowa State leading scorer Rasir Bolton has entered the NCAA transfer portal. He'll be looking to play at his third school in 4 years. UConn senior Isaiah Whaley is taking advantage of the extra year of eligibility being offered to athletes by the NCAA and will return to the Huskies. Villanova forward Cole Swider has signed a financial aid agreement with Syracuse to join the men's basketball program there after 3 seasons with the Wildcats. Texas Tech graduate Mark Adams has been introduced as the Red Raiders head coach. Adams replaces Chris Beard, who left last Thursday to become the new head coach at Texas. San Jose State has hired former Nebraska coach Tim Miles to take over the Spartans' struggling program, while DePaul has hired longtime Oregon assistant Tony Stubblefield as head coach to rebuild a basketball program that has struggled for decades. Iowa quarterback Spencer Petras says just having spring drills is a benefit for the Hawkeyes. The Hawkeyes are in the midst of their second week of practice after spring drills were canceled a year ago at the beginning of the pandemic.
You know, spring's an opportunity for us older guys to, you know, continue to develop our chemistry and really work on our offense. And really it's 15 practices to just improve. And then for young guys, you know, a lot of time this is their first real opportunity to get some real reps with our offense. You know, learn the system and learn how to execute efficiently in our system. So it's been great. It's awesome to be out here, and you know, we continue to stay vigilant with COVID so we can continue to practice.
Petras says he's focused on areas he can improve and not on any quarterback competition.
I want my completion percentage to be at least 65%. That's kind of what I focus on. You know, I think it's kind of silly to worry about kind of anything except how I play and the way I do things. And yeah, that's my focus right now.
Hawkeye spring drills run through May 1st. Northern Iowa football coach Mark Farley says bouncing back from having a game canceled is tougher than rebounding from a loss. The Panthers had last Friday's game at South Dakota canceled and will close out their spring season at home on Saturday against second-ranked North Dakota State.
When that happened, it kind of changed your feeling about this whole thing, at least for me, because we were moving along and just kind of somewhat of a normal football season. But then when we lost a game, then all the challenges reared its head and the things that go along with it of all ramped up, ready to play, and then the rug gets pulled out from underneath you.
UNI is 3-3 on the season. In baseball, Yadier Molina hit a tie-breaking sacrifice fly off former Battery mate Sandy Alcantara to cap a 3-run 6, sending the Cardinals past the Marlins 4-2 yesterday. Cardinal baseball this afternoon here on the radio as they finish up that 3-game set in Miami. 2:15 is the pregame start time here today. Also in baseball, the Astros, Nationals, Mets, Reds, Brewers, Dodgers, Padres, Diamondbacks, Yankees, Red Sox, Rangers, White Sox, and Tigers all picked up wins yesterday. And Wisconsin Athletic Director Barry Alvarez is retiring on June 30th after a 3-decade run in which he transformed the university's football team and later guided the Badgers to their greatest all-around sports success in school history. That's a check of sports here this morning.